You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The 90th annual Academy Awards ceremony is this Sunday, and it's been quite a tumultuous year for Hollywood off the big screen, from controversies surrounding movie mogul Harvey Weinstein and many others to the politically charged atmosphere surrounding awards shows leading up to this one. Sunday night's ceremony should be at the very least dramatic. And hey, there are some movies to talk about, too. We want to hear from you. What are your Oscar predictions? What do you think was the best movie of last year or the best performance? Is there something you were kicking yourself for not seeing while it was still in theaters? Was there a movie that got left out unfairly? And are you going to host or attend an Oscars party on Sunday? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post your comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Reggie Ponder is back with us now, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for a bunch of other media outlets. You can follow him on Twitter at Reggie the Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, it's always good to be back on Central Time. How you doing?
I am good. How are you? You excited for the Oscars?
I'm really excited for the Oscars. A lot of people are talking about, you know, is this going to be one of those political ones? There's some surprises. There's some firsts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to just be kind of excited about. So, yes, I am definitely excited about the Oscars.
Let's jump in right on the big award, Best Picture. A bunch of good movies in the running this year. What do you want to win? What do you think is going to win, if they're two different things?
Wow. So, Rob, first I have to ask you, have you seen any of the, because I know you don't get out to see them all, but have you seen any of the Best Picture nominations?
I have seen a handful of them this time around. You know, talking to you, Reggie, it's gotten me more excited to see the movies. I've seen more, not all, but I've seen more of them this year.
Well, great. Well, I think the most significant film in the film Best Picture for me is Get Out. I love the political message, and I love how Peele was able to put this film in the horror genre and get people to come and watch a film that was about race relations but had such a twist about it, about some fears and some issues between the races. So I love what Jordan Peele did with this one, and I would like Get Out to win. If it doesn't win, what should win would be Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That was a fantastic film. Maybe it has to, you know, this one has to be for people's taste, but I like that a lot. Some people think Darkest Hour might be the dark horse, excuse me.
Well, we've got bits and pieces of some of these movies in their trailers. Let's get a little sample from Get Out here.
It's such a privilege to be able to experience another person's culture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're gonna love this. My dad's claim to fame was beat by Jesse Owens in the qualifying round for the Berlin Olympics in 1936. Those are the ones where...
Owens won in front of Hitler.
Yeah, what a moment. I mean, Hitler's up there with all his perfect Aryan race bullshit. This black dude comes along, proves him wrong in front of the entire world. Amazing.
Tough break for your dad, though.
Yeah. He almost got over it. That's the basement. We had to seal it up. Some black mold down there.
That all gets creepier as it goes on. So Get Out, a social message, but it is a horror movie. This isn't the kind of thing, Reggie, we usually see on the best picture list, is it?
Absolutely. This is actually such a groundbreaking film in the way in which Peele brought this to the screen that I think that is one of the reasons that it is up for Best Picture. Now, you know, sometimes people say, they just put it in there because they have nine movies, but I think this one is absolutely deserving, and again, it was my Best Picture for the year.
And then you also mentioned Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Let's give a listen to that, and I think we've got Woody Harrelson and Frances McDormand in this bit.
Did it, Mrs. Hayes, but when the DNA don't match no one who's ever been arrested, and when the DNA don't match any other crime nationwide, and when there wasn't a single eyewitness from the time she left your house to the time we found her, well, right now, there ain't too much more we can do.
Could pull blood from every man and boy in this town over the age of 8.
Their civil rights laws prevents that, Mrs. Hayes. And what if he was just passing through town?
Pull blood from every man in the country, then.
Then what if he was just passing through the country?
If it was me, I'd start up a database. Every male baby that's born, stick him on it. And as soon as he'd done something wrong, cross-reference it, make 100% certain it was a correct match, then kill him.
Yeah, well, there's definitely civil rights laws prevents that.
So a bunch of performances people are talking about there. Talk about this one as Best Picture, though, Reggie.
Wow. From a Best Picture perspective, this film, firstly, the title in and of itself got a lot of people interested. Like, Three Billboards, what is that about? And for people who don't know what it's about, it's that Frances McDormand plays a mother whose daughter was killed and raped, and she doesn't feel that the police, which is Woody Harrelson, he's the police chief, that they're not doing enough about it. So she decides to take out three billboards to put some pressure on them, and the words that she puts on the billboards, she changes them up and so on and so forth. And this is so well done, so well acted. The story is as captivating, and it is a little quirky in some ways, but McDermott is fantastic in this one.
I want to check out another one. This is another one that I have seen, Reggie. I saw Get Out at home, not at the theater. Let's give a listen to, this seems like a classic Oscar nominee type movie, The Post.
Well, since the way things worked, politicians and the press, they trusted each other so they could go to the same dinner party and drink cocktails and tell jokes while there was a war raging in Vietnam.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm not protecting Lyndon.
No, you got his former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, the man who commissioned this study. He's
I'm
one of about a dozen party
him.
Guests
I'm not
out on your
any
patio.
Of them. I'm protecting the paper.
So Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, major historical moment in American history. This any other year seems like it would be a top-flight Oscar contender, Reggie. Maybe not this year?
Yeah, I don't think this year, but I think it's so relevant, and that's probably why it's getting one of those nods, because it's relevant from trying to silence the press. It's relevant from the Me Too movement. Meryl Streep plays a woman who's running a newspaper, and you see some of the trials and tribulations that she has trying to do so. So I think it's relevant. Obviously, when you take these two people, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, I mean, you have a good movie. So it's very, very well acted, but I don't think that it'll be in the front running for this one this year.
We're talking to Reggie, the Real Critic, about the Oscar Awards coming up on Sunday, the nominees, his favorites, and maybe your favorites at 800-642-1234. We had a caller from Appleton who couldn't stay on the line, said he'd like to see Michael Shannon win Best Supporting Actor for The Shape of Water. Want to give a listen to another nominee. I think we have Octavia Spencer in this one up for Best Supporting Actress in this moment from The Shape of Water.
If you look at this... Some of the best minds in the country peeing all over the floor in this here facility. There's pee freckles on the ceiling now. How'd they get it up there? Just how big a target do they need, you figure? And get enough practice, that's for sure. My Brewster, no one's ever called him a great mind, but even he manages to hit the can 7% of the time. Excuse us, sir.
No. That's all right. Go ahead. You ladies seem to be chatting enjoyably. Girl talk, no doubt. Don't mind me.
So The Shape of Water, I haven't seen this one, Reggie. Explain this movie to me.
So this is really a love affair with a human and a creature, a water creature. So some people liked it, and then some people are afraid of it because they think of bestiality, that type of thing. But this is phenomenally shot, looks wonderful on the screen. Some people think that this is going to be the winner. I was looking up some of the other critics, and this is a front runner for many critics, The Shape of Water. Looks great on the screen, and I don't want to give out any spoilers about what happens, but the whole thing is that the government finds this creature and tries to keep it secret. Someone else is trying to steal the creature, and somehow this maid has a relationship, develops a relationship with the creature, and it's very, very well done.
This one has a lot of nominations. Best Picture I'm looking at here, Director, Supporting Actress, Supporting Actor, not Michael Shannon, Richard Jenkins, Lead Actress. This is one of those movies that if there's a trend here, this is one that could sweep a lot of stuff, right?
It could. I think that Del Toro will get the Best Director, and we hadn't gotten there, but I think he will get that, and that for Get Out, maybe Peele will get the consolation prize, which will be a screenplay. So,
talking about Oscar movies, the nominees, the likely winners with Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you going to watch? Are you going to have a party or go to a party to watch the Oscars? What movies do you want to see win? The Oscars this Sunday, the best movies of last year. What was your favorite performance of last year, nominated or not? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. Reggie the Real Critic, also known as Reggie Ponder, is with us looking at the Oscar ceremony coming up on Sunday and the nominees. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What was your favorite movie of 2017, the best performance? Is there something that you have just caught up on lately after all the Oscar hype? Did it live up to the hype if you went out and watched it or watched it at home? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've gotten a lot of action, Reggie, on the Facebook page. For best movie, Paula says Lady Bird. Joanna says Greatest Showman. I don't think that was up. Elaine says The Post. Lene says Shape of Water. And Jesse says Call Me By Your Name is a strong contender. Let's start with Call Me By Your Name and a listen to a clip from that.
Great.
That sounds different. Did you change it?
Well, I changed it a little bit.
Why?
I just played it the way Liszt would have played it if he'd altered Bach's version.
Play that again.
Play what again?
The thing you played outside.
Oh, you want me to play the thing I played outside?
Please.
Of course.
A lot of talk about this one, Call Me By Your Name, Reggie. Is it a contender?
It is a contender. I just think that it's on the outside, though. I think it's on the outside rail coming around a bit. I'm sorry. I'm thinking horse racing. I think Call Me By Your Name is on the outside because there are so many good ones here. Rob, I think I told you this before, is that I always have a problem with this category because they put 9 in there. Really? Come on. Can't you just get 5 like you do everything else? So it makes it even that much more difficult because now you have to try to figure out what's the taste of that Oscar voter. But this is a fan favorite, and so we'll see. But I think maybe there's the top 4 for me would be 3 Billboards, Get Out, Darkest Hour, and Shape of Water.
Let's give a listen to one of our listeners mentioned Lady Bird. This is another one that I did see in the theater, kind of on a whim. Here's a listen.
I wish I could live through something.
Aren't you?
Nope. The only exciting thing about 2002 is that it's a palindrome.
Okay, fine. Well, yours is the worst life of all, so you win.
Oh, so now you're mad?
No, it's just you're being ridiculous because you have a great life.
I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
No one's asking you to be perfect. Just consider it would do.
I don't even want to go to school in this state anyway. I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast.
Your dad and I will barely be able to afford in-state tuition.
There are loans,
your brother, your very smart brother, he can't even find a job.
He and Shelly work. They have jobs.
They bag at the grocery store. That is not a career, and they went to Berkeley. Your father's company is laying off people right and left. Did you even know that? No, of course you don't, because you don't think about anybody but yourself.
Lady Bird, nominated for Best Movie, and Laurie Metcalf there, supporting actress. Saoirse Ronan, lead actress, nominees in that bit there, Reggie.
Yeah, so I had a little debate with one of my fellow critics yesterday about this one, and because this did not make my, Lady Bird did not make my top 10, and she felt that as a child, that it really resonated with her and probably resonated with a lot of women who felt kind of out of place, were trying to look for how they fit in and where they needed to be. And I totally can understand that. It just didn't resonate with me. I think it was a fine movie, but it didn't make my top 10.
And one that made your list of likely contenders, I think, was Darkest Hour with Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. Here's Alyssa.
And before our forces are wiped out completely, now is the time to negotiate in order to obtain the best conditions possible. Hitler will not insist on outrageous terms. He will know his own weaknesses. He will be reasonable.
When will the lesson be learned? When will the lesson be learned? How many more dictators must be wooed, appeased, good God, given immense privileges, before we learn? You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth!
So Darkest Hour, you think, has a shot, and Gary Oldman, lead actor, as Winston Churchill, nominated as well.
Come on, you just heard it. He said you cannot wrestle with a tiger when your head is in its mouth. Oldman just did a phenomenal job here, and the only reason it's nominated is because of him. He was really good. He carried this film, and it was about him. So, I mean, he was playing Churchill, so he was really good in this film.
Talking to Reggie, the Real Critic, Reggie Ponder, about this Sunday's Oscar awards and the contenders for those awards. George from Racine called in, couldn't stay on the line. Nobody's staying on the line right now, Reggie. But George said Get Out is going to be remembered generations later as a groundbreaking film. Do you agree with him?
I totally agree. And that's one of the reasons that it is my vote, is that it has this, I'll make up a word there, a rewatchability, that you will watch it over again, you find different things in it each time, and it does address a issue that's current. I heard Jordan Peele talk at the African American Film Critics Association Awards a couple of weeks ago, and he said that the cotton which saved the main character played by Daniel Kaluuya was intentional, that he wanted the irony that he was saved by cotton. And I didn't even notice that until I watched it the third time, that it was cotton that saved him. So there's all these little things inside the movie that makes it where you want to watch it again.
And to George's point, do we sometimes give out our awards to movies that struck a chord this year? But, you know, history is going to look back differently. The movies that are going to stand out may not be the ones that got the award or even maybe got nominated.
Absolutely. There's a thing in Hollywood that you don't necessarily get the award for the one that you should have gotten it for, received it. And so this might be the case for Get Out, is that, hey, Jordan Peele, this is his first time, so he's nominated, we're happy, we gave him the consolation prize, but later on we'll look back on that film and say he was so good, so then he gets it for a film that might not be as terrific as a Get Out.
I want to peek in at one or two more movies and then get to some performances. Let's see, it'll be kind of a lightning round. The movie Phantom Thread. I know nothing about this movie, Reggie. What is it? It's up for Best Picture.
So of all the movies that were out here, you would ask me about the only one that I didn't see. I did
Uh-oh.
Not. Oh, man, Reggie didn't see this. Oops, I don't even want to
That's
say
okay.
this on camera. I did not see Phantom Thread, so I really can't talk about it. And that messes you up a little bit when you're trying to vote, obviously, because I did not see Phantom Thread.
And one I know you did see, and I did too, was Dunkirk.
Yes. Oh. So this movie for Dunkirk is that the way in which they tell this story about these guys who are trying to get out of a bad situation because they're cornered. And in fact, this movie is referenced, or at least Dunkirk is referenced in The Darkest Hour as well. Is they do it without a lot of dialogue, and that's what makes this so impressive. And then the war scenes are what you want war scenes to look like. They felt real. This was a really good movie. I just think that it ends up being up against some really tough competition, and it won't get the shine that it probably should.
All right, let's get your thoughts on a few categories here. Who do you have for lead actor?
So I have for lead actor, I think that Gary Oldman will win this one.
Okay, lead actress.
So for actress, I think that it's a foregone conclusion, and if she doesn't win, then there's a problem, and that would be McDermott. She would have to win this one. She's fantastic in this.
Frances McDormand in three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I mean, she's always good, right? You know you're going to get a good performance out of her.
But she's especially good in this one. And since you haven't seen it, I really recommend, Rob, that you see this film even after the Oscars. This is fantastic.
This is probably the movie that I haven't seen that I most want to see. Okay, supporting actor.
So for supporting actor, This one's tough, but my vote is William Dafoe. I did not like The Florida Project as a movie. It did not resonate with me. In fact, I got annoyed with certain things that was happening there. But William Dafoe made this movie palatable for me, and he was excellent in the way in which he showed humanity and helped the that little community, because they were staying in a little hotel or motel, and he held that whole community together. I hope he wins this one.
And then supporting actress.
So for supporting actress, a tough one. I think that Mary J. Blige does a really understated performance in Mudbound, but I think that Allison Janney will win. She looked, sounded, felt like Tanya Harding's mother, and she was really good. And I like Allison Janney as well.
And then director, did you say Jordan Peele for Get Out?
I don't think Jordan Peele will win it. That would be my choice, because I would go along with that with the best movie. But I think that Guillermo del Toro will win for The Shape of Water. This looks so wonderful on the big screen. And if you're trying to watch this one at home, I would recommend that it looks so much better checking this one out on the big screen.
All right, now I've got to go find an Oscar pool to get into with your advice, Reggie. We'll leave it there. Are you looking forward to enjoying the show?
I am definitely looking forward to enjoying the show. And, Rob, always fun to talk to you about the movies.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Reggie Ponder. He's also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago, and he critiques movies for other media outlets. He joined us to look at his predictions for the 90th Academy Awards show that's happening this Sunday. We've got some suggestions and picks over at the Ideas Network Facebook page, and you can head over there as well. What is your pick for the best movie of 2017? Make the case. Again, that's at the Ideas Network Facebook page, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.